KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky and some light fog in town, a little bit denser fog north of town. There is a dense fog advisory in effect for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties until 10 a.m. today, with visibilities reduced to 1/4 mile or less common this morning. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In local news, the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education met Tuesday evening to discuss the prospects and costs for improvements and or possible additions to the district's facilities. Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein said Jerry Purdy with the Design Alliance architect firm was on hand to go over the current status of the district's buildings with regard to space needs, and he went over a scenario for construction in all of the buildings to address those needs. He also went over the cost projection for the options the board is considering, one of which is to do nothing.
Several years ago, the board was discussing the possibility of a new middle school, a 7th and 8th building, grade building to be put up at the high school and adjoined to the high school. So he went over those three options, and option number two, the one where the construction at all our buildings, I think it had a price tag of around $9.5 million, and the price tag on a new middle school was about $19 million.
Amstein said the board needed the information to prioritize and put together a capital improvements plan for the district. He says if the renovation option was selected, there would be several improvements made to the district's buildings.
They'd be looking at adding some additional classroom space at Washington. Also at Schuler, at the middle school, wouldn't add any additional classroom space. They would take a look at maybe building a commons area and moving the administration into that commons area, similar to what they're at the high school when you first come in to the building. And then at the high school, the expansion of the agriculture and industrial tech shop area, expansion of the art room, and then some additional classrooms there.
Schneider and Associates engineers who conducted the athletic facilities study for the district were also at Tuesday's meeting. They provided an overview of the various options and costs associated with the baseball softball complex, the Trojan Bowl, the possibility of another gymnasium at the high school that will provide training rooms as well as additional lockers and storage space.
In taking a look at all those projects, the board wanted to at least begin movement immediately on one of those projects, and the top priority in the athletic facilities study was the baseball softball complex. So they're taking a look at either renovating that facility or taking a look at just building a new one and searching for some possible options on land to go ahead and build a new one.
At their next regular meeting, the Atlantic School Board will examine all the information available and try to put together a feasible plan to address the need for space as well as how to pay for the projects.
The needs are pretty immediate, and in the past, the board has paid as they went to take care of the HVAC projects over at Washington and Schuler. They did do a revenue bond, which is bonded against our state penny for the renovation of the middle school. So I think they're taking a look at how they want to prioritize that plan and then looking at possible options to go ahead and fund the plan.
Sheriff's deputies in Pottawatomie County recently arrested three area residents on separate charges. At around 5:45 a.m. Tuesday, 19-year-old Michael Christopher Edwards of Oakland was arrested for OWI first offense following an investigation into a vehicle squealing its tires near the Casey store in Oakland. Deputies located Edwards in the vehicle about 2 miles west of town. His sister, the registered owner of the car, told authorities she did not give Edwards permission to drive the vehicle. In addition to the OWI charge, Edwards was charged with theft in the second degree and criminal mischief in the fourth degree for some damage done to the vehicle. At around 5 p.m. Tuesday, Pott County deputies arrested 52-year-old Robert Herman Boyk of Neola for aggravated assault with injury following an altercation with his girlfriend in Neola. The victim suffered minor injuries during the incident. And at around 1:30 a.m. Wednesday, 26-year-old Michael James Berg of Neola was arrested for OWI first offense after a Pott County deputy saw the vehicle Berg was driving swerve from the shoulder to the middle of the road on Old Lane. Lincoln Highway. The deputy tried to stop the vehicle, but Berg continued traveling north at around 40 miles per hour. And once finally stopped, and after questioning, Berg was taken into custody and later booked into the Pot County Jail on the OWI charge. A preliminary breath test indicated Berg was nearly three times over the limit for intoxication. He was also cited for failure to maintain control. The Harlan Police Department on Wednesday issued a lengthy report on arrests and incidents. Officials say on October 12th, 26-year-old Eric Brandt of Harlan was taken into custody when officers responded to a report of a domestic assault. Brandt was arrested and taken to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with domestic abuse assault for an alleged assault of a woman from Harlan. On October 13th, 39-year-old Laura Troffler of Vail was taken into custody when officers were called to the 900 block of Farnham Street. Troffler was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with possession of a controlled substance, enhanced to a Class D felony because of past convictions for possession. On October 14th, 34-year-old Michael Brook of Omaha was arrested following a traffic stop. Brook was taken to the Shelby County Jail and charged with open container as a driver and operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. On October 15th, three male subjects were cited by Harlan police after officers were called several times about vehicles driving carelessly in the Veterans Auditorium parking lot. 29-year-old Joseph Schwarty of Westphalia and 30-year-old Stephen Riley of Harlan were cited for careless driving. Charges against other subjects were pending. On October 18th, 55-year-old Kurt Whiteley of Harlan was taken into custody when officers received a report about a man about to fall off his electric scooter. Whiteley was located lying in the street at 11th and Victoria. He was taken to Murtu's ER room and, once cleared medically, was taken to the Shelby County Jail and charged with intoxication in public in open container. That same day, October 18th, 23-year-old Brandon Allen of Harlan was arrested on an active warrant out of Cerro Gordo County for theft in the third degree. He was brought to the Shelby County Jail and held pending extradition to Mason City. On October 20th, 50-year-old George Hatfield of Harlan was taken into custody following a traffic stop. He was charged with driving under suspension and cited for failure to obey a stop or yield sign, windshield obstruction, and failure to provide security against liability or insurance. A passenger in the vehicle, 26-year-old Kaylee Turner of Prairie City, was taken into custody on an active warrant out of Cass County. And last Friday, a Harlan man reported to police the theft of miscellaneous tools from a garage in the 2000 block of College Place. The incident remains under investigation. Well, candidates in two of Iowa's congressional districts debated on live television Wednesday night. The first district debate, featuring Republican Congressman Rod Blum of Dubuque and Democrat Monica Vernon of Cedar Rapids, was held in Cedar Rapids. Security issues were at the forefront of the debates in Council Bluffs, featuring 3rd District Congressman David Young, a Republican, and Jim Maurer of Des Moines, his Democratic challenger. Young questioned Maurer's willingness to allow Syrian refugees back into the country, and Maurer shot back.
Or do you want to send them back?
I want to protect America.
What is your experience protecting America, Congressman?
My first solemn oath when I was sworn in is to protect and defend the Constitution from enemies, both foreign and domestic. I'm not going to take a chance. And when ISIS says they want to infiltrate our refugee system, I'm going to take it seriously.
I've done it. I lived it. I know what it takes to keep America safe.
Maurer said while being a veteran is not a requirement for being a member of Congress, he has a unique perspective because he is a veteran. The two candidates discussed border security as well. Young is co-sponsoring a bill written after police say a Council Bluffs woman was killed by a speeding drunk driver who was in the country illegally and who has vanished after posting bail.
It's hard for me to believe that he wouldn't support Sarah's Law.
As I said, we need to fix our immigration system.
It's a bipartisan.
It's a bipartisan. We have to pass comprehensive immigration reform.
Wow.
The Farm Bureau, the Chamber of Commerce.
But this is a different piece of legislation.
Well, again, I think we have to fix it in a comprehensive way.
Young said he favors piecemeal targeted approach to immigration problems rather than 10,000-page bills. Iowa Public Television hosted the 3rd District debate in Council Bluffs. The 1st District debate in Cedar Rapids was co-sponsored by the Cedar Rapids Gazette and KCRG-TV. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.